Okay, let's get into Bikurim Daf Yudala. Today's Daf, we start with Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are talking about the relationship again between Truma and Bikurim and Meister. The first Mishnah here in Masech, in the second Parak compares Truma and Bikurim versus Meister Sheni and what they have in common. So we're trying to figure one of the halachas that they listed was Netilas Yadayim. That before we touch Truma and Bikurim, we have to do Netilas Yadayim. And before we touch Meister Sheni, we don't. Right? So what is the, that's what our Mishnah says that we do not need Netilas Yadayim. It's Meister Sheni versus Truma and Bikurim. The problem is the Mishnah in Chagiga tells us that you do have to wash for Chulin and Meister Sheni and Truma. So all of them. So Stira. So the Gemara tries a couple of answers. Answer number one was maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim based on the Mishnah in Maseches Para. A third Mishnah where the Mishnah in Maseches Para. Rabbi Meir says that Mutter b'meiser, if you have hands that require Netilah midrabanan, the Chachamim say Asa b'meiser. So maybe that's the Machlokes Tanoim. So the Gemara said, no, that can't be, because when Rabbi Meir says Asa b'meiser, he doesn't mean that you're not allowed to touch meiser. It just means you're not supposed to eat meiser sheni. But touching wouldn't be a problem. So that can't be an answer. So the Gemara said, okay, try number two. Maybe the difference is whether you're touching to eat or whether you're touching just to touch. Right, our Mishnah that says you're allowed to, you don't have to wash your hands, that's just because you want to touch the Meiser Sheni, you want to handle it. While the Mishnah in Chagiga is you want to eat it, so that's where you would require. So the Gemara says, really? There's going to be a difference between touching it for touching and touching it for eating it? The Gemara doesn't like that chiluk. The Gemara says, how could that be? How could they, who, the second to last line, who wrote the liga? Shouldn't that have the same halachas? If it's about the Kedushas Hadavar, why should it make a difference? Right, if you're touching it, you're touching it. You always, Netilas Yadayim is always a reflection of Kedusha, of the Chefza. So why should it make a difference what you're doing with the Chefza? So that could be behind the Gemara's question. So the Gemara gives a third answer, a third shot, that really you don't need Netilas Yadayim. Right, like the Chachamim. I'm sorry, like the Rebbe, right, like Rebbe Meir, or even the Chachamim for eating. But really, you don't need Netilas Yadayim. But the Mishnah Chagiga is saying midrabanan, because we want you to be in the habit of washing your hands before eating, right? And that is why that's what the Gemara says mishum netila srach. We want you to be into the habit and the routine, right? The Marafolda again hamaiser mitzad atzlein zarch netila rechitza, right? As we said mitzad the cheftza it doesn't need ela mishum, and that's why the Mishnah says there in Bikurim. Or at least here in Bikurim, that it does not need. Elam Yishum Sarach Truma, but because we want you to be in the habit of washing your hands for eating Truma, that's why we make you wash your hands for eating Chulin and Meiser also. Right? And that's what the Mishnah says there in Chagiga, Notlin Liadayim L'Chulin Ula Meiser Ula Truma. Right? And that's the Chilak. So it's because to get you in, to keep you in the habit. So again, and that's L'Meiser what we do. Right? That's what we do when we wash our hands before eating bread. Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah summarizes in the beginning of Simin Kufnun Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah again, based on the earlier sources. Tam takaratz adatila mishnei tavarim. Why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? Number one, mipnei srach truma. Right, what does our Gemara say? Netilas srach. Right, this is the reason. Srach truma. Dikiva diadayim askanio. Same, since our hands are busy, meaning our hands are always touching things. And nogim mechal davar, right? Touching all things. Ubizmancha, you know, tumah v'tara. V'akonim achla b'truma. In the days of the tumah v'tara and the konim, you see truma. Hayutzrichim lito yadayim edivrei sofrim. Kodim achilas truma. The konim used to have to wash their hands before eating truma. Kedei shelo yitam'u b'negiyasan. Because again, our hands, we're not focused on what our hands touch during the day. So therefore, in the days of old, right, Chazal gave the hands of a person. Meaning, man, the whole thing is a chiddush. Like, how could your hands be tameh and your body be tahar? Right? That can't be. Midrabanan. Midrabanan, Chazal say, we're going to consider your hands tameh as a sheni, so that you don't come to be mitameh the truma. So therefore, you have to wash your hands. Ukadeshi regilim ha-kohanim bazeh. And we don't want the kohanim to, like, have a different religion than everyone else, so that the kohanim do it, so we made everybody do it. Gazru gamkin al kolish Yisrael ha'ochel pas she'asur lechal she'yitol yadav. So it's all being in the routine so that you wash your hands eating truma. That's number one. V'gam achshav she'en ha'konim ochlem truma b'nei ha'toma. And even though nowadays konim don't eat truma, lo batla takanazu. Right, the takana was a batel kidei sheyiregilim bnei Yisrael kishiyibana beis hamikdash b'meirav yameinu lechol b'tara. Right, so we're in good habits. So for 2,000 years, we have to wash our hands so that mehiri bnei beis hamikdash will be ready. We'll be ready. You know, imagine if we, I don't know, if somebody comes to you and says you have to do this new thing before you eat. He's like, what? What are you talking about? Washing hands before you eat bread, before you eat. So we understand that. You know, we've been doing that for 2,000 years. So it's not going to be strange to us. So it's not going to be strange to the Kohanim to wash their hands before eating truma. Number one. And number two, we wash Mishum Nikius V'Kedusha. Based on the Gemara Brachas Nun Gimel, V'Yis Kadishtem, V'Yisem Kedoshim, Elomayim Rishonim, Elomayim Achronim, Te'er Kedusha. Right? Two different reasons. Right? The Shaila is, so why only bread? Why only bread? Right? You would think that the, you know, truma, if it's truma, truma comes from, according to the most Rishonim, Rashi Tosfos, Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, that's exactly the point. If Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhar is the midaraisa of Truma, what's Tirosh and Yitzhar? That's oil and wine. You don't touch that with your hands. According to the Ramban, remember, it's a suffix, maybe even olives and grapes. But midaraisa, Tirosh, and Yitzhar is for sure wine and oil. You don't touch wine and oil with your hands. The only thing you're touching with your hands is the Dagon. The grain, the bread, that's why Chazal, because this whole thing is a srach truma, so when are you going to be touching truma? That's only by Daga, not Tirosh V'Yitzar. So that is reason number one. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas suggests that reason. But according to the Rambam, that's not going to work. Because according to the Rambam, all fruit are daraisa. All fruit. So all fruit we touch with our hands. A lot of fruit. All fruit are truma daraisa. So what do you say for the Rambam? So the other suggestion given is that Chazal only instituted it by a su'udah kavua, by a serious formal eating. That's when they're not going to tell you to wash always, but you know that when there's a serious formal eating, so you'll be in the parsha and know that there's something called washing before, and that will remind us so that mehiri bana beis hamikdash. That's the second reason that's given by the prima gadim, only by a su'udah kavua. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Sharat Siyun quotes the reasons also. L'tamasheni. Here's according to the second reason. Right, Nikias and Kedusha and sanctifying is by a Suda Kvua, right? Not Dafka by any type of eating. So either way, this is number three, Pshat number three of the Gemara. Third suggestion, how to answer the stira between the Mishnah and Bikurim, which says that you don't have to wash your hands for Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah in Chagiga, which says you do have to wash your hands for Maaser Sheni. So how do you answer it? Really, our Mishnah is the Ikar Adin. You don't have to wash your hands. But Midrabanan, the Mishnah in Chagiga says you have to wash your hands. Fine. Says the Gemara, that answer is also no good. V'hataninan. Truma. V'chiyetz Truma mishum netil asrach? Question mark. What's the question? The Mishnah in Bikurim says you need netil asrachim for chulin, Maaser, and Truma. We would think that this reason for that Netilas Yadayim would be the same. For Truma, you have to wash your hands because per se Truma needs washing of the hands. So says the Gemara, it's very difficult to say that when the Mishnah says, you need to wash your hands for Chulin, Maaser Sheni, and Truma. Well, the Chulin and the Maaser Sheni is for a Derabanan reason. And the Truma is for a Daraisa reason, for it itself. It's all on the same list. Well, I'd rather not say it's two totally different reasons of washing. That's what the Gemara means. Chiyesh truma mishum netil asrach. Truma is not because of srach. Truma is because be'etzem it needs netil asyadayim. So the other two also. That's the Mara fold on top. Chiyesh truma mishum srach ela me'atzma. Truma needs because of itself. So achanami, ma'aser mitzad atzma ma'iri. And I would think that the ma'aser sheni in Chagiga requires mitzad itself. So fourth pshat. Fourth suggestion, right, to answer the stira. Ela, really, ma'aser sheni does not need. Back our Mishnah. What's the Mishnah Chagiga? It's somebody who acts in a special way. Right? There's a concept that comes up. Bechulin shenasu al gav hakodesh, with somebody who eats their chulin, a maaser sheni, with the standards of kachim. Right? So that's why Mishnah's not saying that about somebody who, you know, you always have to wash your hands. It means somebody who treats their chulin and maaser sheni on the level of karbanos, so they have to wash their hands. They have to wash their hands before they handle truma and kachim. Says the Gemara, really? Is that true? V'chulin sh'asu agav ha'kodesh lav k'chulin hi? Right? Chulin that you treat like kachim. It's not like chulin. You really have to treat that like all the halachas of kachim? Really? Says the Gemara. The Gemara's answer is going to be yes. But it's at least a machlokas. But that's what the Gemara's answer is going to be. But the Gemara says, Tiftar, maybe the Mishnah Chagiga that requires you to wash your hands is talking about this case. This is really a fifth and final. Right? Who is that like? The Mishnah Chagiga that said you have to wash your hands? Tiftar interpreted Iker Shimon ben Elazar, either like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who comes up with a case that your hands could be a Rishon. If your hands could be a Rishon, so then whatever that touches is a Sheni for everything. So that's what the Mishnah Chagiga is talking about. Like this Tana, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who comes up with a case that your hands could be a Rishon, and then Memela, if you want to live at Tzohar house, then you can't even touch Chulin, because remember, Chulin could become a Sheni. So if your hands are Tamei, Rishon, your hands, the only discussion that we're having up till now is that your hands at most could be a Sheni. So if your hands could be a Sheni, they do nothing to Chulin. Right, or to Meister Sheni. But maybe that Mishnah, this is answer number 5, that Mishnah Chagiga is talking about a case where your hands are a Rishon. And you want to keep your house tar. You want to eat tar. You don't want to be Matame any food. So that's why. That's number 5. Or, Ikra Blazer Bar Tzadok, who we're going to see holds, that's answer number 4 again. Rabbi Blazer Bar Tzadok holds that Chulin Shanasu Altar Sakodesh at least like Truma. And you have to wash your hands. So now we're going to explain that Ikra Bashim Ben Elazar. Maybe the Mishnah Chagiga is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Titania, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar says in the Tosefta in Taharos, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon ben Meir, Yadayim Tchila Lachulin. If your hands are Tchila, Rishon, if your hands are Rishon, so then you have to wash your hands even for Chulin, right, if he wants to keep everything Tahar. Vishnios, if your hands are Shnios, Litruma, then you have to wash your hands if you touch Truma, because your hands can make the Truma a shlishi. So that's Reb Shimon Elazar. So maybe the Mishnah Chagiga is like him, which is a fifth approach. Or Ikra Blazer Bar Tzadok, or like Reb Blazer Bar Tzadok, who basically is going back to the fourth suggestion. To Tanin and Taman, because we learned there, V'chulin, Shanaso, Agava Kodesh, Harehen Kechulin, that's the Tanakama. Chulin that you want to treat as Kachim, really, it's like Chulin. Reb Blazer Bar Tzadok, Omer Harehen Ketruma. Right, no, really, if you want to treat your Chulin like a kachim, then at least it's on the level of truma. Maybe you don't have to treat it like kachim, mamish, but it's on the level of truma, which means truma litame shnayim velifsol echad. Right? Remember that we had that yesterday. Litame shnayim, that means can transfer tuma with the ability to transfer tuma again. Meaning if your hands are a sheni, so then they can make truma into a shlishi, which can make kachim into a revi'i. Velifsol echad, right? And they can transmit one more, meaning making kachim into a revi'i, and that's it. And that's it, and then it stops. Period. Okay, so we have 5 suggestions. How do you understand the Mishnah and Chagiga, right? That you have to wash your hands for Meister Sheni. Is it a Tana that says that you have to wash your hands always for Meister Sheni? Number 1, is it because you want to eat it? Number 2, is it because of a Sirach? You want to be in the good habits, right? Is it because it's Chulin Shanaso Altaras HaKodesh? 5, is it a case where your hands are a Rishon? And therefore, you want to wash your hands so your food, your chulin, doesn't become a sheni. Period. So, Adkan Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Aleph in the second parak of Bikurim is comparing Truma and Bikurim versus Meiser Sheni. Next Mishnah, Halacha Beis. Yesh b'Meiser u'b'Bikurim Hashem came Truma. There are some things that, some halachas that apply to Meiser Sheni and Bikurim and not Truma. Shehamaiser v'Bikurim tu nevas makom. Number 1, Meiser Sheni and Bikurim have something to do with Yerushalayim. Bikurim you have to bring into the Beis HaMikdash. At least Meiser Sheni you have to bring to Yerushalayim. So they both have havas makom. Right? Truma, you could eat anywhere. There's no lechadchila to bring Truma to the Beis HaMikdash. No, you eat Truma anywhere. Utu'unin vidui. And both Bikurim and Meiser have a declaration to say. We call it Mikra Bikurim and Vidui Meiser. Mikra Bikurim is said anywhere between Shavuos and Sukkos, as we've said. Mikra Bikurim, you have a little Jewish history lesson when we go to the Beis HaMikdash, and we say thank you Hashem, and we know that from the Seder. Vidui Meiser, we learned about at the end of Meiser Sheni, that's where Pesach, every third and seventh year, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, sixth year, and then you come to the Beis HaMikdash and you, fourth and seventh year, you come to the Beis HaMikdash and say, I did everything I was supposed to do, right? So that's also, you have a declaration both by Truma and by Bikurim. And they're both usher to an onain. An onain cannot eat Maiser Sheni and cannot eat Bikurim based on a limud, but can eat Truma. But can eat Truma. For Rabbi Shimon Matir's Bikurim to an onain, as we will see. But these are the differences, some of the differences and comparisons between the two. Before we turn over, I guess let's talk for a moment about some of these halachas. We mentioned back in Maiser Sheni when we discussed this, that calling it vidui maisris is interesting. Vidui usually means confession. Usually it's associated with something we did wrong. Vidui. And vidui maisris is all about what we did right. But if you look in the Psukim in Kisavo, biarti akodesh ben abayis, lo avarti be mitzvah secha, velo shachachti lo achad, it's all about things we did right. So why is that called vidui? So we mentioned then a rishon and an achron. The svarna. All the mafarshim on Mishnayos, the Tiferes Yisrael, Tosefes Yantif, they all quote the Sfarno. So the Sfarno says on Kisavo, even though you're saying everything that you did right, it has a tinge of chet. Why? Because we're talking about all of the matanos that we gave to the Kohen, but before chet ha'egel, it didn't go to the Kohen. Before chet ha'egel, it went to the firstborns. So the fact that we're saying everything that we did right, but we're reflecting that, you know, chet ha'egel. So that's why it's called vidui. Biarti HaKadosh Ben Abayis, says the Svarno, b'chatoenu u'ba'avonos avoseinu husra ha'avoda me'habachoros. It was taken away from the firstborns because of the chet ha'egel. Asher lohem haya ro'i trumus u'maisros. They should have gotten trumus u'maisros because they, the firstborns, were going to do the avoda in the Mishkan. So they should have gotten the firstborns. They should have gotten the Jews of Maestros. Ka'amro va'atame osam b'matno osam b'ha'avir kol peterechem v'zeh vidui maeser she'eskiru raboseinu. Right, that's the vidui maeser that Chazal say. Ki gam nesadav alevi tam gam ketam afapi k'mo gam ayisi alayla l'ish v'gam ilati banim ye'emer imke moda ani ki gadol avoni she'garamti l'vayer ha'kodesh min abayis. I was goreim. Right, that I didn't treat it properly. Bechulu, and he continues. So it's the Egel. That's the Sfarno. If you look in Rav Soloveitchik writes in numerous places, but they have it in the new, in the Masoras Harav, they printed it. Vidui, in order to be able to do tshuva, I have to recognize the power of the individual also. Tshuva can't just be about I'm a nothing, and I did something wrong, and I'm upset at myself, and I have to change my life. Because if I don't have the confidence in myself, and if I don't have the emunah in myself, then I'm not going to be able to change. I'm not going to think that I can stand up to it. So says the Rav Soloveitchik. A basic principle of Jewish thinking regarding repentance and confession is reflected in this nomenclature, right, vidui. Repentance is predicated on two principles. First, on the power within men to be able to accuse themselves, on their ability to think of themselves as unworthy and inferior. Right, that's number one. In our declaration on Yom Kippur, and you are justified for all that befalls us, right, you are... If you have acted faithfully and we have acted wickedly, right? Anachnu hirshanu. Second, on the ability of each individual to cleanse himself, to comprehend the boundless hidden spiritual powers which are found in the human personality and which propel one in the direction of return to the sovereign of the universe. You have to believe in yourself also. On the ability of man to elevate himself to majestic heights, even after he has sunk into the abyss of impurity. The second principle is just as important as the first. A man obviously cannot engage in repentance if he does not have the boldness to admit that he had sinned. Without recognition of the sin, there can be no regret. Yet, there can be no commitment for the future if the man has no faith in his ability to rise above the sins he has committed. If he has believed that he is helpless and subservient to natural mechanical forces which pull him downward, if he is not convinced of the freedom of the human creative act, that then he cannot feel his own guilt and he will not change. If man looks upon himself as an impotent creature, then the position of the sinner is helpless. And that's vidui. Vidui means, yes, I recognize. Vidui, every vidui has both in it. So you're asking, doesn't vidui usually mean tshuva? Yes, but what does tshuva mean? Tshuva also has a positive element to it. Tshuva means I believe in myself that I could change my, that I could change my ways. So that is the vidui. And then we have the iser, so that was the first line. Bikurim and Maiser Sheni have a Havas Makom, and Vidui, some type of declaration. Then we have the Machlos Tanam Varaninus. We paskin that Maiser Sheni and Bikur Meiser Shenik and Bikurim are usher to an onain. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Tuf Reish Ches, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about the Isser of eating Meiser Sheni Ba'aninus, and he gives the Tama Mitzvah as he always does. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefisha Kachim Shulchan Gavoahim. Kachim is Shulchan Gavoa, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein ra'ui lemishu hu do'eg v'ko'ev ma'od bilvavo l'kariv al Shulchan HaMelech. Somebody who is so upset and sad and forlorn, for him to come to the table of the king is not appropriate. Val derech mashal, kein shekasuv, ki ein lavo el shar ha-melech b'lavush sak. He quotes from Megillas Esther. It's inappropriate. Change your clothes, Mordechai. Don't come in sackcloth. Right? So if somebody's an onain, they just lost their relative. He hasn't even been buried yet. There's aninus. Inappropriate to come and have a meal with the king. And a meal with the king means king's food, like Ma'aser Sheni. Va'od tamacher, and number two, he says, ki ba'achilas kachim, and he's viewing Ma'aser Sheni like as in the world of kachim, ki ba'achilas kachim timsa kapara ala bailam. Through the eating of the kachim, as we know, psachim nutes, this kapara for the owner. Kini sha'amru, koinim ochlim u'bailam eskafrim. Ve'ein safek, ki ba'achlam eskacheyem, haya ochlim asam bekavana, u'beda sholem. Surely, when the Kohanim used to eat their kachim, they ate it with tremendous kavana. V'chom achshavosam v'chol tznu oseyem nechonos neged Hashem. U'bios adam tsa'ar v'do'eg v'chareid b'yom maves krovo ein daito v'kavanaso miyushev esklal. It's not fair to ask him, right? He won't be able to be focused. V'alkein ein ro'i lechol kachim shemayim v'kasher hadavar be'enei omro. That's what I... I think says the chinuch. You're not allowed to eat it. Fine. That's the isser of Maaser Sheni Ba'aninus. Reb Shimon is matir. There's much discussion in the Rishonim. Much discussion in numerous places. One of the places is in Menachas Tezvav. You know what? Let's finish the Mishnah and then we'll mention it or continue the Mishnah. V'chayavin bebiur Reb Shimon poter. Also shrum. Bikurim and Maaser Sheni are chayav in Biur. Remember when we mentioned you do vidi maizrus, you have to make sure you gave everything to the proper recipients, and also you have to destroy certain things. Remember, so that was what we discussed back in Maaser Sheni. If you look in Maaser Sheni in the Rambam, he summarizes this for us again. If you remember, Yud Aleph Rambam in the end of Hilchot Maaser Sheni, Yud Aleph Ches. The Rambam says Ketsidu Oseh. Im nishar etzlo truma, u truma's meiser, no selakawin. Right at the end of the time, right? If you have any truma, anything left going to the kohen, you go to the kohen. Right? And that's what he said, right? The halacha from before that we mentioned. Emasai mizvadin, mincha an yantiv achron. That's the Rambam's gersa. Right? Our Mishnah seems to say Erev Pesach. But the Rambam has Mincha and Yontav Achron Shal Pesach in fourth and seventh year. But the Rambam says, so what do? So we have any Truman Shumas Meiser left, you give it to the Kohen. Meiser Rishon, no Sol Levi. Meiser Ani, no Sol Aniyim. Nishru Etzlo Peiros Meiser Sheni, Shel Vadai, O Neta Ravai, O Mos Pediyasan, Hari Zimivar, O Sama Mashluch Liyam, O Soref. Right? That's what we learn. Meiser Sheni left over has to be destroyed. Has to be destroyed. Truma and Trumas Meiser go to their recipients. Trumas Meiser Rishon and Meiser Oni go to their recipients. The halacha is Biarti. Biarti here means literally Levar, to destroy. Meiser Sheni is destroyed. Nishar Etzlo Meiser Sheni Shaldamai Enochai Levaro. Nishar Etzlo Bikurim Harehim is Barim B'chol Makom. Same thing. That's our Mishnah right here. Bikurim and Meiser Sheni need to be destroyed. That's our Mishnah. V'chayavin B'biur. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon again says no. Not true. Why? Because he considers Bikurim like Truma. And just like Truma is giving to the Kohanim, so too Bikurim. V'osrin b'kol shehein milecho b'Yerushalayim. Right, what's the case here? If you brought it out, what happens if you brought the Bikurim or the Meiser Sheni out? Then you have to bring it back in. You have to bring it back in. And says the Pnei Moshe here, Klomar, im nis'arev, me'am ma'aser me'abikurim lachash nechzul Yerushalayim, b'chulin harbe. You brought it in, then it gets mixed up, or you brought it out, and what do you have to do? You have to bring it back in. It's not batel. If a little bit gets mixed up, you brought it into Yerushalayim, so it has the real status of ma'aser sheni and bikurim, and then you brought it out, Not supposed to. You're supposed to leave it in Yerushalayim. And then it got mixed into a chulin. You have to bring that whole thing in to Yerushalayim and eat it. Why? Why isn't it batel? Dover sheish lamatirin. Right? Even though Maaser Sheni is usually batel barov, Bikurim is batel b'meya, but here, it's dover sheish lamatirin. You could just bring it in and eat it. And eat it in Yerushalayim. And therefore, that's what counts. Interesting, says the B'nai Moshe, that's only if it was in Yerushalayim and then it came out. What if it was never in Yerushalayim? So then, the B'nai Moshe says, that's not called the Dover Sheish L'Matirin, because it's a big tircha to bring it up. If you're all the way up north, and so it gets mixed in, then it's batel. Right, that's bitel. Right, you might say, when does bitel ever work? It's always Dover Sheish L'Matirin. The answer is no. Seharei tzorech lahotzi v'letroch hachiyah lo'osan. That's not called a Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So that's the halach here. Only if it was in, and now you brought it out, it's a little bit outside, then bring it back in. A Dover Sheish L'Matirin, it's not batel. Even a little bit. Ostrin v'kol shehein. That's a big discussion in the poskim. Is Dover Sheish L'Matirin only something that would be mela become mutter? What if you could do something to make it mutter? Is that also called a Dover Sheish L'Matirin? Right, the Rashban, the Torah Sabaya, says only if there's no hefsid. There's no hefsid. Right? If there's a big tircha, let's say it happens sometimes. What happens if you trafed up a fork? You trafed up a fork, right? You put a milchik fork into a hot hamburger. So you put it in the separate place in your kitchen, right? This has to be kashered. And then you come back the next day and somebody had seen the fork and put it back into all the forks. And now you have no idea which fork needs to be kashered. So it's batel. Dover Sheish L'Matirin. Kasher all of them. Kasher all of them. Says the Rashba, you don't have to. You don't have to. Shlomer Dover Sheish L'Matirin Ela B'Shiyochal Atiru Kedarka Below Hefsid. May I time up? Pekara Shenesra Machvas Bala Shenis Arva Benakaris Lochash Dover Sheish L'Matirin Alvei Sheish L'Heter Ba'Gala. The Amshel Shlomo says, further, Amshel Shlomo says, is never called Dover Sheish L'Matirin unless it's Memela Heter. You don't have to do anything. Forget Tircha. Is that a Dover Sheish L'Matirin Kivin Deina Heter Ba'Memela? It's the Amshel Shlomo in Chulin. And the Shach is not happy with that, Yamshel Shlomo. He thinks even if you have to do something, it's a Dover Sheish L'Matirin as long as there's no long big tircha. This is a big discussion. By tefillah also, sometimes you have to tovel something and it gets mixed up, right? So this is an important line here in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah, this Pei Moshe explains the Mishnah. The halacha is only if you went into Yerushalayim and then went out. So it's like pretty close by. That's why it's not batel. But if it never was in, it's far away, then it would be batel. Continuing, v'gidulein asur milecha b'Yerushalayim. Also gidulin, right? If you took some bikurim and then you planted it again outside of Yerushalayim, so that growth now is a mixture of bikurim and chulin. Also not batel, dover sheish l'matirin. Bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it there. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, af lezarim v'af lebehema Rabbi Shimon matir. Right, we'll have to see what this means. Rabbi Shimon matirs. He matirs, what's zarim? Bikurim to a zar. And Maaser Sheni, even for animals, Rabbi Shimon is matir. We'll have to see what his svara is in the Gemara. And the Gemara Mishnah ends off, Hare Elu b'maaser bikurim ha'shein kimetshuma. All of these are maaser and bikurim. All these, vidui and biur and all these other halachas, ma'shein kimetshuma. Truma is batel. Truma is not a davar sheish l'matirin. Right, truma has no biur, right? You have to give it away to the proper recipients. Truma has no vidui, right? So the truma is different in all these cases. So the Rishonim in a few places, including in Yevamis, Ayin Gimel, they ask, Bikurim is called truma, as we've said. Truma yedchem is truma. So in all these cases, they all ask, so why don't you say truma and bikurim? Why don't you say truma has alacha biur? Why don't you say truma has this and has that? We compare the two. So why are they only comparable in certain halachas? Like they have one shame isser if they're all mitzdarith, and not others, right? The ritva, for example. Kashali ha-truma nami tzricha beer. Why don't you say truma requires beer? No, because it's not exactly. Yishlama de lo damu, dilu beer de truma ha-yina lo tziya meir shus lo tzis ba'alea. Truma of biur means giving it to the owner. Truma of the kohanim. Biur of maiser and bikurim is levarim in olam, kibir chametz. But why don't you say they're similar in beer? And then the Ritva says, Avakab, did Nikru Truma iskish lemeiser lechumras elu sheyesh b'meiser yoser mi b'truma. Even though Bikurim is like Truma, but we compare it for Meiser Sheni for chumras. Right? If it's a chumra to compare it to Truma, then fine. But if it's a chumra to compare it to Meiser, that's what we do. And he goes, again, this is the Ritva, but all the Rishonim discuss, you know, the relationship between Bikurim and Truma. They're comparable in certain halachas, but not in all. Why don't we compare them across the board? That's a big discussion. Good. We continue the Gemara a little bit. Says the Gemara, what are the sources for everything we've said in the Mishnah? Tzunin havas makom. So you need havas makom for Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. Tachsiv. Vavaisim shama olosecha v'zevchecha v'masrosecha v'strumas yadchem elu Bikurim. Right, that's what Shumas Yadchem is. That's referring to Bikurim. Tachsiv. Lokach ha-kohen atene miyadecha. Right, the Kohen takes the basket from your hand. So that's in terms of Havas Makom. The Gra adds in a pasuk now. The Gra adds in Chayavin bebiur. Tichsiv bi'arti Hakodesh ben Abayis. Right, that's the pasuk. Chayav bebiur by Maaser Sheni. So Ad Kadun Maaser. I understand that's a Beferish pasuk that by Maaser Sheni, if the time for beer comes in the fourth and seventh year, you have to destroy it. Bi'arti Hakodesh ben Abayis. Bikurim inayin. How do you know Bikurim also has to be destroyed? How do you know Bikurim is not like Truma, which is just given to the recipients? Right, like to put the Rishonim's question in here. So, Kaidu is skipped. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Elazar Hakodesh, Hakodesh ha'elyon mashma. Biarti Hakodesh in the pasuk is referring what's the Kodesh? What we just mentioned earlier in the Torah. So the previous parsha to Vidui Maaseres is Mikra Bikurim. So that's what we darsh. We understand that the word Hakodesh in the Maaser Sheni context is referring to what the Torah just spoke about. Ha'elyon. Ha'elyon means previously. And that's Bikurim. That's how you have the limud. But again, the Gemara, it's a Gzeiras HaKasef, Torah Shebal Peh. Bikurim should be like Truma. Right? Should be like Truma. Truma is given to the recipient. Bikurim is given to the recipient. No, we compare Bikurim to Maaser Sheni in this regard for beer. Okay, we'll have to stop there, and we'll see more Psukim and Makoros next time.